Hi, this is Eliseo from New York Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Their opinions are needed. Sir, I think we were conducting a survey. I don't know if the call got disconnected or not, but we can go ahead and continue the survey. If you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or other independent third party?
Oh, I still haven't decided.
Okay. If the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? A Democratic candidate, a Republican candidate, a third party, or an independent candidate? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Undecided.
Okay. But if you have to choose, for whom would you vote?
I this is the same question again.
Okay.
Is it? Yeah, I'm real decided.
If you knew that protecting LGBTQ rights was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 election? Are you much more motivated, somewhat more motivated, no change, somewhat less motivated, much less motivated?
More motivated.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
All right. How much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, or not much, or nothing at all?
I have not heard of it.
Okay. Here is the text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers productive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no in this amendment? Or are you undecided?
It sounds like I vote yes.
Okay. Based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment would strengthen voting rights protections, prevent discrimination based on age, prohibit housing discrimination, give voting rights to immigrants, provide protections on the basis of gender, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, put protections for abortion into the state constitution, strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution? I'm sorry, what was that, sir? Which one? You can check all that up.
That was what I vote for that, right?
Yes. It says, based on your read of this amendment, do you think the amendment would strengthen voting right protections, prevent discrimination based on age?
Yeah. I think so.
Okay. Now, knowing that this amendment would put protections for abortion into the state constitution, would you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote no on this amendment? Or are you undecided?
For the same amendment? I'd probably vote yes.
All right. Thank you. Compared to voting for president and Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that would protect abortion rights? And is that somewhat or much motivated?
I'm No, you have a bet with the boss.
Okay. And what? I'm not on one.
What's the other day that you
I don't know. I'm sorry. Could you repeat that?
Yes. Compared to voting for president and Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that would protect abortion rights? And is that somewhat or much motivated?
Much.
Much more motivated or much less motivated? Next, I'm going to read you a series of statements. For each one, please tell me how much you agree on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly disagree and 10 means you strongly agree. Children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent.
I mean, where are we defining this? You kind of, that's hard. Just put it in the middle 5.
It is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care.
Yeah.
Would you say strongly agree, or what number would you give it from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose. Defending our personal freedoms, including the right to get an abortion from political attacks, is a top priority.
9.
Good. Everyone deserves to have equal rights, regardless of who they are or where they come from.
Yeah.
The government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
Nine.
Okay. We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
Or giving what?
Handouts to immigrants.
We should help them hand them out, is what they're saying?
No, it says we need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
Before giving and bring them
up.
I mean,
I'd say 7. That's situational. Okay, what number would you rate it?
That's a 7, right? Not 5.
Okay. It's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups.
More general, 6.
I'm sorry, what was that?
6.
6, okay. Everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter their culture, background, or place of birth.
Yeah, 9.
9, okay, thank you. Here is a short statement about Prop 1. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York's state constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we're seeing across the country at a moment in time when we are seeing state governments and courts walk rights backwards. This proposal solidifies protections within our state constitution. This amendment would add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy. Hearing this, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided? Or would you not vote?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite follow it. So this one is protecting abortion rights or something, you were saying?
Yes, well, this amendment would add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, excluding their sexual orientation, gender identity.
Yeah, both of them.
Okay. Over the course of a survey, sometimes things change. It's okay if your answer did not change, but once again, as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or you will probably not vote? Or will you definitely not vote?
Yeah, I probably will. Same answer as last time, because it depends on the job.
Okay, thank you. Now, which of the following statements do you find more convincing, even if neither is exactly right? And is that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing? Statement A. This amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our Constitution. It would strip parents of their rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has special protections based on national origin, which would make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. Statement B. These claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protections in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity.
I mean, I'm not sure. I lean towards the second one a little bit more.
Okay. Next, I'm going to read you some things that some people have said are motivating reasons to vote in favor of Prop 1. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, which 10 means you think this is an extremely motivating reason to vote, and 0 means you think it's not. The government is supposed to work for the people, not discriminate against its citizens. By putting these protections directly into our state constitution, we are holding all elected politicians accountable to the standard of equal protection for all. Here in New York, there is no room for elected leaders and government officials using their position of power to take advantage of and discriminate against New Yorkers.
What were the options again?
On a scale from 0 to 10, how motivating is this?
That's fairly motivating, yeah.
Okay. You said a 10?
Oh, that was 1 to 10? Like an 8.
Okay. Since Roe v. Wade was overturned, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, there have been 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion access in the state. Now more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the right to abortion in our state, so we don't leave it up to the whims of our out-of-touch politicians, who could easily roll back our abortion rights in the future. Protecting the right to abortion in the New York Constitution is the permanent layer of protection that's needed to stop that from happening.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Would it? Because if they pass a federal mandate, isn't that something that supersedes the Constitution?
I'm sorry, what was that, sir?
Doesn't a federal mandate supersede a state constitution?
I wouldn't be able to tell you, sir.
Yeah, I don't know. 7.
You'd say 7?
Sure, we can put a number there. That's fine.
Okay. Now more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the right to abortion in our states, so we don't leave our abortion rights up to the whims of out-of-touch politicians who could easily roll them back in the future. In fact, 74 anti-abortion bills have been introduced in New York in the last 5 legislative sessions alone. Protecting the right to abortion in our state constitution is the permanent layer of protection. We need to stop these bills from passing.
Okay, I agree. Okay, I would put it like 9.
Thank you. Extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies if they came into power in this election, which would impose their white nationalist agenda on our states. They want to make it harder to get an abortion, threaten the legality of same-sex marriage, discriminate against trans people, and eliminate equity and civil rights initiatives. It is vital that we protect this right in New York to protect the status no matter what happens in November.
I guess that's 10.
Okay. Sometimes over the course of a survey, things change. It's okay if they did not, but once again, here's the text of Prop 1. Adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitutions, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. Would you vote yes or no or undecided?
Yeah, I'll vote yes.
Okay, thank you. After reading all of this information, are you more or less likely to go vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, state, and local offices, and ballot issues than you were at the start of the survey? And is that somewhat or much more likely or less likely?
The same.
Okay. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 10 means extremely and 0 means not at all motivated.
8.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual or 4, something else?
Let's go something else.
Okay, what would you say?
There's no real definition of it.
Okay. Unfortunately, I will have to insert something. If you want to just go for something else, what would it be? Please specify.
I don't know if anyone would even
want. I'm sorry, what was that, sir?
Exactly. I'm not sure, sorry. I don't know,
give
me a couple options, maybe I can pick something.
Yes, heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual.
No.
Would you say heterosexual or straight?
No, none of those. It's not that at all. Something else.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
A roommate.
Okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
It depends on who the candidate is. Since I'm undecided this year, and I don't like any of the three, so I don't know. What would you say that is?
Would you say Independent?
Sure, let's put it aside. It's at least wrong, right?
Okay. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
Okay. How would you describe your employment status? Would you say you are employed full-time or part-time?
I'm independent, right? So, I kind of run my own business out of my house.
Okay. So, would you say full-time, part-time, homemaker, or stay-at-home? Well,
I'm working.
You said independent, right? Okay.
Sure.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Like 42.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Take care.